Okay, well, let's get the governor on the line. He has been good enough to check in. Governor, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Gary.
Can we expect a special session here soon to provide some emergency assistance to southeastern Minnesota and also, of course, deal with the 35W bridge collapse?
As to the bridge collapse, Gary, we have substantially have that addressed through federal funding and some other means, although there may be some miscellaneous things that we would want to address in a special session. But more urgently and probably more impactfully in terms of the state legislative needs is the southeastern Minnesota flood. And so we're meeting this afternoon with the legislative leaders to indicate to them my willingness to call a special session focused on at least intermediate terms and near-term flood relief issues, and hopefully any cleanup of bridge items as well, and try to stay focused on that, but get that relief going as soon as possible. And I hope that they'll agree to that and try to stay focused on those issues, and we'll see how that goes.
Can you give folks who are hit by this flood some idea of what it is they might be expecting from the state in the way of
there's a sequence to how these things work, and, of course, there's the initial response, which is all the things that have been expressed on your show earlier. We've got people who have dislocated from their housing, so there's an immediate housing and short-term housing need that has to be addressed initially, that is either through shelters or temporary housing or, in some cases, families or relatives. The reports are that we had about 20 people in shelters last evening. Many others have found at least some temporary shelter with family, friends, or through the Red Cross. So the Red Cross acts as one of the immediate focal points here as to emergency response. FEMA is in the ground, the Federal Emergency Management, doing their surveys along with state officials, which we're pressing them to finish their certification of damage, at least their preliminary certification of damage, as quickly as possible. As soon as we get that, we will submit that to the president. I spoke to him about this yesterday, and they will promptly process our request, and they have up to 30 days normally to do it, but they will do it more quickly in this incident. That will put the federal mechanism in place. They are look at intermediate-term needs like dealing with replacement homes or low-interest loans or forgivable loans or, in some cases, grants for people who've had home damage. And then the state will have to carve out a role beyond which FEMA won't play, and that's going to be one of the issues in the coming session.
Just wondering, Governor, as you know, there have been some folks who have complained about the government response, specifically the federal government response to this disaster. Are you satisfied with the way the feds have stepped up?
No, but they've made it clear that they don't view themselves as the first responders. They view the agencies like the local officials and the Red Cross as the emergency responders, and then they come in at the intermediate level. FEMA will be here as soon as they finish their preliminary damage assessment. They're already here doing that. As soon as they give that to me, which will probably be tomorrow or Friday, that will be immediately transmitted to the president, and he has promised prompt action on it.
So as far as you're concerned, the system is working the way it's supposed to.
Well, no, it hasn't met all of the needs, Gary. We've got a massive geographic scope and a massive a challenge here, and the agencies locally, the Red Cross and others, are working to meet all those needs. They have not all been met perfectly, but in terms of the way the federal government, whether we like it or not, the way they work is they rely on these local agencies and the Red Cross in the early days. They do their initial damage assessment, and it's clear we've met the thresholds. In my opinion, I've traveled for two full days in the area. It's clear to me that we've met the federal government thresholds, but until they certify that, I can't forward the disaster declaration to the president, and I will as soon as we get that.
And finally, Governor Plenty, any guesstimate as to when there would be a special session?
Well, the special session, if it occurs, will occur in the fall, I would suspect. And again, it is contingent upon, and under these circumstances, I have to believe the legislative leaders will agree to focus on these emergency items and not get off on unusual or other tangents. And I'm hopeful we can get that done. The state does have other emergency programs in place for the initial response, but the legislature is going to need to act to meet the intermediate and longer-term needs here. There's no question about that.
Thank you very much for joining us.
All right, thanks.